All right, everybody. Welcome to another amazing episode of the
Adoya Podcast.
I love hearing that every time. You know how we do it here. And today, you got Lou and I speaking on training for life. We really dove into what we mean by this. I'll give you a hint right here. It doesn't just mean train for the rest of your life. There's a lot more to it than that. So if you want to know exactly what we mean, make sure you listen to the entire episode. We actually, from there, started talking a lot about values and how we see that tying into everything else we discuss when it comes to training for life and what we mean by that. So if you want to know more, make sure you stay tuned all the way through today's episode. There's some pretty heavy conversation, and me and Lou do what me and Lou do best. We just go in on it. So make sure if you're driving with what we have to say, share with a homie, share with the family member, share with your grandma, share with the dude at the skate park, share it with somebody. Help us get out there, because we're really trying to push this word out. And the more you all support us and the more we get help from you, of course, the more it helps. And before we jump into the show, you know we got to give a shout out to our sponsors. Thank you. They're their skate park and skate shop. We love you guys. Monte Kelso Skateboards, wait, this way, yep. Love you guys. You already know I'm repping the newest board. And Batch Roasting Co. You know I got you in my cup every single morning before I go hit that workout, before I go to my 5 a.m. job, before I do any of that. Got that Batch Roasting Co. in my cup. Make sure if you want to check out any of these amazing companies and all these amazing humans, check the show notes below. Everything will be linked. And anything we discuss in the episode will also be linked, including our coaching slots that are available now. So don't miss out. If you want to come get a consultation with me or Lou, go down below, click the book now button and get your consultation with us. We'd love to sit down and chat with you. And even if you don't want to do that, hit us up. We always love the conversation. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoy today's episode.
Choo, motherfucker.
That's how we start in this episode, baby. Smoking them.
Where did that even come from? Yeah, I was just dying from my throat shit. This is terrible. Hey. You come up with an idea and I'm just jiving and jamming. I got excited.
That's all it took. I just had to hit the switch. That's all it took.
I just want to be a hype man sometimes. Like, pay me to just jump around, shirtless, just little hairy guy, just bow, 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 bow. You know what I mean?
You would be the perfect dude for that shit.
Yeah.
Bro, when XSF gets there, fuck the coaching side of things. You're our hype man. You're just going to be the guy out there just shirtless running around.
I'll paint myself XSF. Should I get two other people like XSNF and be running around?
Yes, dude. It'd be perfect.
Yeah, man. Training for life.
Training for life, dog. Wow. Like, I don't know. It's just something that's been on my mind a lot, because it's like, when I think of how I, one, move throughout like my day and how I can move differently so I feel better after that movement. Like, there's one day specifically where I was helping Arlo take a shit, right? He was shitting on the toilet. And I was holding him up and I realized, like, damn, my lower back hurts. Well, why? I was at this weird like hinged angle. Like, I wasn't really using any of my muscles to help support me and hold him up, because it was almost like a really bad formed RDL, like a Romanian deadlift is like what I was doing almost, but like had that extra arch in the lower back. And I was like, okay, well, how do I get around that and feel better if I have to help my kid on the toilet? Because, you know, he might be done needing help here soon, but I have another one who's coming up who's going to need me to hold him on the toilet while he's taking a shit. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I should just squat down. And then I did that and I was like, ow, my ankle I had surgery on. Like, I couldn't get into a comfortable deep position to where I could really hold him comfortably. So then what did I do? Well, I looked at my training and was like, well, what am I really doing to help me attain a better range of motion there? Like, I've always thought about, especially at that time, I was more so focused on like getting back on my board and being able to flick my board again, like all this other stuff. Negated a couple other things and started to kind of show itself. And especially when I was at work, dude, when I got this new job and I started building tables, like, that's something we do a lot, is like when we bring a table somewhere, it's not built already, so we get there and we build it, right? So usually flip the table upside down, you go to put the legs on. Well, most dudes, they sit on the ground, you lead it at this weird angle, you know, you get on one knee, you're bent over weird or whatever. And I started doing that just because it was like what everybody else was doing. It made it quick and easy in the eyes of, you know, when you're just coming into things. And I was like, well, this doesn't feel good either. Let me just squat. And then I started squatting and doing it and realized, okay, I'm getting better at this. I'm getting better at this. I'm getting better at this. And that's not even like from me training in the gym. It was just from me literally taking a training concept and then applying it into my life, like just my daily life, right? Yeah. And I reason why I like doing that, and I found honestly a lot of benefit for even clients I have, especially like some elderly clients that I have, having them just look at life of like, how am I moving in my day to day? Like, how am I bending down to grab something out of the bottom cupboard when I'm 75? You know, that gets them thinking about it. Then they're like, oh shit, I should just squat down and do it like this instead. And they start doing that and they start feeling better, gets them moving better. They start, it's just all these other things start happening. And then also, like we were just talking about before we started recording, was like playing with my kids, dude. Playing with my kids. If I was not able to sprint and run, I did a post. You know what? I'll make sure I'll take a little note down to put a little clip up there of me doing it with Arlo on the screen. If you're watching on YouTube, of me just booking through a park, chasing him around. Like something I value is being able to be that parent. Now, I'm not saying if you're a parent, that's your goal or whatever the case may be, but like that's my goal, right? So how can I do that consistently for a long time? Because my kids are young, like that, they're gonna be that way. Well, I have to train for it, right? I have to train to live the life I want to live. Because if I just sat on my ass and did nothing and then just got up and was like, all right, Arlo, let's go run around and take off, what's gonna happen? My hamstring. Arlo, I can't. Ow. Like,
you know what I, you know what I think about the area you're touching on right now exactly, is because this is the world I'm in a lot. Uh-huh. Is the construction world of the guys and girls who work there that you hear the horrible stories that they go home and their kids are annoying them because their kid, like any kid, wants to run around and have fun with their parent. And instead of seeing it like, wait, maybe because I treat my body like shit, I have no energy to work with my kid. Instead, it's, oh, I worked all day. I'm 30 or 40 years old. When it's like, yeah, keep, you want your kid to grow up with beautiful memories with you, or you want it to remember you always sitting down on the couch and not having time for them. You know, and that's something you touched on exactly, is like, we're not saying you got to go be a bodybuilder, a power lifter, a CrossFitter, or any of these-ers. Just treat yourself better. And if not for yourself, do it for your kids, for your family. It's all for yourself. But like, wouldn't you rather be able to happily, because a lot of people will just do it where they'll have, they're hanging out with their kid after work, but they're in pain about it because they do work some laborious jobs, but they're not like, they're not sitting there truly enjoying every moment with their kid. Like, I feel like that would just be such a better life than being the person that's like either never has time because they're always quote unquote tired, which like, please, you woke up and went to work, get over yourself. Or like, you know, just feels like, dude, I work with grown ass men who are 50 years old, where every task we're given sucks. So go home. Go home. Please, because I don't want to be around people that think everything sucks unless I'm looking for a fucking shop vac.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? How much are we going to cry as quote unquote grown ass men while you're still crying about today's current society and your kids? My God.
Well, it's not even like grown men. It's something I'm trying to instill in my 3-year old, even, is like,
all right, anyway, referring to what I deal with on a job.
No. I'm just kind of relating back to like just us as human. Like that's something I'm trying to make sure, like, because I didn't really have that like when I was younger, you know, like, hey, you don't need to complain about this. Like, it's really not that bad. Like it was, I had to figure out myself that like other people had it worse, you know? So like, that's something I'm trying to like instill in my kids, is like, hey, like I know this is happening. It makes you upset, but like, what else can you go do right now that might make you happy? Or what else, you know, just kind of like trying to like think of those things a little bit differently. That's getting a little bit off topic, but I love that you brought up the physique thing, because that's something I wanted to kind of go into. You know, you're talking about like, doesn't matter if you, like, you don't want to be a power lifter, if you don't care about having, you know, a six pack or whatever the case may be. It's not that you have to be look a certain way or whatever the case may be. You don't have to be this ripped person to move the way that I move or move the way that other people move. It's just the fact of, hey, like, how do you feel? And two, you said, you know, how would you feel if you could do these things better? And, you know, you said it's for you. It is for you. And I think one thing that I had more recently brought to my attention by my coach is like, look, what are your values? Like, what do you value in life? Because for me, one of the biggest things I value is my kids looking at me as a fucking superhero. Like, I will be Superman in my kids' eyes. Like, strength-wise, endurance-wise, emotionally, everything, my kids will look at me as I am Superman. This is something I value. I didn't have that growing up, and I want to be that for my sons. And if I end up having a daughter someday in the future, whatever the case may be, like, I want to be that for my kids. So what does that mean? Well, it takes a lot of bullshit out of my mind when it comes to training, because if it's something I value that deeply, training just happens. It just fucking happens. Once I get out my own way and I look at what I value, then the training side of things just comes, because it's like, all right, well, if I value X, then I have to accomplish Y in order to have X. There's no getting X without the Y. So I have to do this to get this. It just happens. Just like when you shower, right? I value not stinking, right? I'm sure a lot of you do. But do you think about going to take a shower every day? I don't. I'm never like, oh man, I just don't want to go shower today, man. You know, it's, nope, I'm just not doing it. It's more so like, I don't want to stink. I'm shower. Cool. I stink. All right. Shower. Cool. Like, at that point, it's not even a second thought. It just happens. And not saying that it's going to be that way right off the rip with training and like all this stuff. But if you can look at values and then listen to what we're saying of how like, hey, no, you don't have to do these things. Like Lou said, you could work your job, go home, play with your kids. And maybe you aren't in pain. Maybe you are in pain. You can just deal with it. You know, there's skateboarders out there who are amazing skateboarders who don't train, you know, all this stuff. But training has its place when it comes to just getting us to where we want to go a lot easier in my eyes. Like, yeah, the process of it, of training might be hard, right? It's more so the time that it takes is hard. Like, yes, time is something that you have to take into account with all this, right, Lou? Like, you got to know shit takes time.
Yeah, I would say it's not so much the time. It's understanding and accepting that nothing's overnight. And if you really want to, like, it's really, you know what it is? I read this the other day. Someone posted or something. It's understand, once you understand your fitness journey, whatever fudge you want to call it, is just a lifestyle, you'll be fine. But if you're going to go into it, like, if you're going to go into it like, oh, I want to lose 30 pounds and that's it. Game over. Once I lose 30, like, good. All right. So what you're going to do is probably some crash course diet, some crash course working out. Maybe you hit the gym 5 days a week for a month. You burn yourself out. You lose 30 pounds and you're happy for a week and you gain it all back because you went back to what you used to do. You trying to change someone who's 27, you're trying to change that 27-year-old in a week, in a month. You know, like, mm-hmm. It's all, mm-hmm. You got to start where you're at. So, like, I have a client, we see each other once a week. That's it. That's mm-hmm. where he's at, bottom line. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's cool. As long as every week we get after it. And then it turns into 2, 3, 4, et cetera, et cetera. But it's really just understand, this is a journey. Like, it took you X amount of years to get where you are now. It's going to take some time to get out of it. Stop trying to rush everything. But we do live in a society of instant gratification. So it's battling against what everything else is trying to do, which is get your attention and instantly gratify you. Once you could just realize, like, yeah, all right. This is going to take a minute. And why am I doing this? Like you mentioned, all these reasons. Longevity, too. All the studies that show, like, being strong, having muscles is just better for your living. You're not going to be the I fall and I can't get up person if you're whole. When I was at competing 2 weeks ago, an 80-something-year-old lady deadlifted. Okay? And Benson squatted.
She's the last one to go out of
her. You out of your mind. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
You saw on Instagram, the thing, dude, when I was in the Marines, dude was in his 70s running, I think, like 8 miles, just wild stuff. And you could see outliers. No, an outlier is like a David Goggins or people like that. These are just people that aren't doing what everyone else is doing. You know what I mean? It's like, and it's not to knock.
That's what makes them an outlier, though.
Yeah, but no. I think an outlier is a David Goggins. Like,
but I'm saying for others, like, I think because it's related back to like how you just said, you know, it being something that is looked at as like not a lifestyle. Like, it's, oh, it's a drag. It's not a lifestyle. I think that's where it all comes around to. Cause like you said, I think a lot of people just don't even know that they're living this certain lifestyle, right?
Cause we did this. We took the bar of society and brought it down here. As long as you're comfortable and your feelings are validated, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Be comfortable, be comfortable, be comfortable, be comfortable. Listen, you're going to have to hate yourself, but it's not healthy to be 400 pounds overweight. I don't care how comfortable you feel. Bottom line, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not knocking, I'm not hating, I'm just stating. Like, that's what I think society in general has lowered the bar so much that deadlifting at 70 is such a fucking feat when it's like, it's obviously very possible. And it's not like this lady was a world time deadlifter. She got into it late. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying.
That's,
like,
even, that's cool.
Yeah, and that's just one person that I seen real quick. Another dude got into powerlifting. Mm-hmm. I think he was like 50, 60 something. It's like, it's all these, it's the common humans around us that, like, society's really just lowered the bar. I mean, look, with a lot of, like, I think of, again, electrical work. How many electricians just suck straight up because they give zero effort into learning their trade? As long as they show up and get paid every day, and they can get by, you know, a good line of bullshit's worth two tool bags. That's a saying for a reason. Like, because you don't have to be that great at your shit as long as you can talk a bunch of shit. And I think that's where a lot of places have gone, you know?
No, I love that you brought that. I mean, you could even, like, relate to our space with coaching and stuff, you know?
Anywhere. Like, that's what I'm saying. Anywhere.
Anything, everywhere. Yeah. Dude. Like, I mean, I like that you brought that up because it's like, you know, we're talking about training for life. And it's like, look, like, this is your life to live. And I think, like, you know, you were saying all those reasons and stuff. And I wonder what you think on this. Like, the whole value thing just sticks out to me the most because it's like, if you can really figure out, like, and that's the thing is, like, I don't know if people, I know because me, I just got disconnected from my values for a little while just because it wasn't something I made a meaningful thing in my life. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, I can only imagine somebody like me who's decently aware of himself and is, like, constantly trying to do that. I can only imagine, you know, there's people out there who just haven't done it for a while. So I would suggest just writing down values and then literally looking at your life in, cause you were saying, like, the whole steps, right? The instant gratification thing. Mm. Well, why don't you use the values to then create delayed gratification? Mm. What I mean by this is, you know, use those values to then really deduce everything from the end point back, right? So instead of looking at, oh, I'm fat right now, how do I get there? Well, why don't we look at, you know, this is different because my coaching brain, I understand if you don't have the coaching brain, you might need to talk to one of us to get there for you and we can help you with that. But for me, it's like, all right, if I was overweight and I wanted to be this, or merely I valued being able to, let's say I was overweight, I couldn't run around. I had my kids and I was just Joe Schmo working my life and I was in pain all the time and all this stuff. But my values were, I want to play with my kids every day I get off of work. I want to be able to get on the ground and roll around with them and run around, but I'm not able to do that yet. I want to be able to lift my wife up a flight of stairs and carry her to bed, but I'm not able to do that yet. You know, it's something like this. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be no 2 pump chomp.
Yeah. But so, like, with those values in place, now I can be like, all right, well, if I'm going to live this life, I probably have to train a certain way. Okay, cool. I probably have to eat a certain way. Okay, cool. And all these other things start to trickle back to where you are today. And then you can start, boom, getting delayed gratification of, like, okay, I accomplished this today. This is putting me now one step closer to that end goal. And we're always going to be chasing that end goal, I feel like. Like, you're never going to really reach it, right? Because, like, my kids are going to get older. My kids are going to want to do more stuff. But when I'm 50, my kids might want to go skydiving. So I'm still going to be able to go skydiving when I'm 50. Who knows? You know, like, I think it does change. It doesn't have to be this dead set thing. But if you have it based off of values, it seems to just grow with your life. Because your values seem to just grow with you as you go. I don't know.
No, 1,000%. I'm just thinking right now. It's like, exactly. If your values are movement, so, like, you can go enjoy things, then that's the life you're going to gear towards. But if your values are more towards comfort, then you're going to be the person who goes on vacation to sit inside a resort hotel room or sit by the pool or sit by the beach and not go experience anything. You know what I mean? Like, that's something I noticed when I went on vacation with my family to Mexico a couple of years ago. No one could go, could walk the ruins. Everyone was shot. I was walking the ruins 2-3 times, and it's like, this is why I work out and everything, guys. I mean, there's other parts to it, but like, how can we?
But this is the premise, though. Like that, but that's a perfect fuck. I'm just pounding my table because it's a perfect fucking example of like what I'm talking about here is like, yeah, of course, Lou loves to lift because Lou loves to be strong, and Lou's just this psycho dude who probably needs to lift weights because if he didn't, he would just be smashing the weights on somebody's head.
I will be in jail.
But in the grand scheme of it, look at the life you're able to live. You're able to be, because I know me and you, bro. If me and you were to just disappear into nature, we'd fucking just walk, bro. Just keep walking, climbing shit.
I'd probably start crawling eventually at some point. Eventually. Again.
Yeah, you know, turning back into an ape and stuff.
Hair so would get longer trees, and longer and longer.
Scratching my butt, you know.
Yeah, it'd be pretty awesome.
But but why could we do that? It's because we do these other things. Like, yeah, there's little things behind it, but like, that's something I value is like, I always want to be able to just get up and go. Like, not hop in a car, but I want to be able to just get up and go. Like, literally walk somewhere if I need to. Like, I don't want to ever be stranded to a point of like, oh, I can walk to the end of this block, and by then I'm in cardiorespiratory, like, just failure. Like, I'm dying. Like, I don't ever want that for myself. It's something I value. So, what does that mean? Move. Fucking move. Dude, like, just move.
This conversation, like, I'm going so many different places in my mind, like, object in motion stays in motion. So you got to be someone who's constantly, not, doesn't mean you have to be like a shark. Oh, I'm shark mentality. You know, it's like, just be someone who moves more than doesn't move. And then it's also like, what we've done is put these shiny jewels on ourselves. Instead of worrying about the house and the foundation of the house, how much shit can I put on this house that other people go, ooh la la. Like, I'll work my butt off and sacrifice my health to obtain a ton of money that's going to afford me these things to show other people who I am. And it's like, yeah, I would like, you know, and it's like, you think about like fashion and all that stuff. And it's like I, cause I live in Manhattan. I see a lot of it. And I just relate to that, especially during these colder seasons. Fashion comes out heavy. Fashion's a beautiful thing. I'm into it myself. Not as much, but I because if I get into it, I become like Armani. But like, I become such a snobby bitch. But like, a lot of people, it's like, yo, honestly,
Lou's over here. Just
you look like shit. Your physical body, your face, and I'm not saying you look ugly. You just have that dumpy bitch look, and it's like, it's straight up like, oh, Maron. And I don't know where I got on this rage of society out of nowhere, because I had a conversation earlier. There's nothing about this. So I don't know where this comes from. I'm sorry. But like, if you just look around, it's like, if we cared bit more about this, and I don't mean what other people think of this. I mean, of your physical well-being, your health.
Yes.
Which apparently everyone cares about now, right? Mm-hmm. Your serious health, you would just be so much better off. And the mind, the body, the biology, it all connects. So if you're a moving person, if you're running, if you're like, they talk about the runner's high, the workout high, all those are highs for a reason. Endorphins run, you feel great. It's such a better feeling than banging out a whole Netflix series on a Friday night with a bottle of wine. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that's a great thing. Get a little bonbons. Maybe get your favorite Ben and Jerry's. You just get on the phone with Donna and you cry your eyes out about Steven leaving you or something. Sometimes it's needed. But the greatest feeling is of being useful. Doesn't mean for anyone else, for yourself. Like, to be able to go experience life and do stuff. That, to me, is what it's about. Like, cool. I like, unless you're going to go be Grant Cardone or Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk or Warren Buffett, get over it. Just go make enough to go live and have fun. If that's what you're going to do, go do it. Because that's there's levels to everything, right?
Well, yeah, there has to be that. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, to me, it's just like, yo, first of all, chill out. Second of all, this thing right here, wherever you go, there you are. This is the vessel, not your car, none of that. Because with like, this is the ticket. And some people have no idea their entire existence what it's like to be having a body that's capable. Some people are born into wheelchairs. Some people are born without limbs. And that's the way I seriously look at it sometimes. It gets me, like on a day like today where I'm feeling a little, like I told you earlier, I'm feeling a little bitch. I'm going to go do what I got to do because I think like that for real. Like, you know, you hear a lot of military people talk about, like, I do it for those who couldn't come back. I think about it like that. People that are in cages right now. The girl in Tanzania that I put through school doesn't have parents, who has a 60% chance of dying before she's 12, and I'm going to cry about this? I'm going to cry about not, like, wanting to eat less food? It's just insane what we do over here. But it's also, I get it, because if you don't open yourself up to learn other perspectives of the world and other people, you'll be stuck in your own lane of like, but you don't get it. It's so hard to lose weight because you don't stop fucking eating and you're not moving. Like, it's honestly a simple mathematical equation that people always talk about. Eat better quality foods and move more. Oh. I know it's hard. That's why people get paid to tell other people this shit. Tony Robbins made a career out of just telling people how to live. It's all, yep. You know, a lot of these people. It's what we naturally do as humans. We want to go listen to someone else go, tell me. When we all really kind of know, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like you say with values. For me, the value is straight up. Like, I'm born into this capable body. How dare I not? How dare I? And wouldn't you want to go through your life trying to obtain the possibility of your optimal self instead of just a couch in your favorite TV show?
That's something me and you always talk about, yeah. Dude. I told you. I mean, that's why I like stopped smoking straight up weed like more often and stuff, and all these other things that I felt like were holding me back from being like the truth. And that's just something based off my values that I came to. And we're kind of coming back to that. I know I just cut you off, my bad. I was just
No, not at all. That was great. You actually did a great job of letting me just talk shit.
Dude, I've been working very hard
and
on
you're
this.
Getting really good. That's why I said that. Because I'd have the Thank same you. Fucking problem. I mean, you know, come on.
But, yeah. No, I mean, it's just the values, dude. This training for life, for me, it's just, it goes back to values. Everything you just said, and you even came back around to it yourself before I needed to jump in and say anything, was like, you brought it back to values. Because that's what, in yours is like, the most baseline, easy way to look at it too, which I love. It's like, yo, like, we were born with this body that is capable of doing things. Why not use it? My uncle is mentally challenged, mentally disabled, however you want to say it. Come the fuck at me, because I helped take care of him his whole life, and I actually go to a camp and take care of those fucking people. So if I said something wrong, go ahead, please.
Dude, but, you didn't say anything.
Nah, dude. That's how the world is. Not it. I had to preface
like,
it with
like
that.
Mentally challenged. It's like the nice.
Dude, I've had people tell me that's wrong before, bro.
Well, they're so retarded.
Like, exactly. There. Yeah. Let them know. But he was born completely different, bro. His heart literally, one of the valves just doesn't pump blood right. Like, it just barely gets blood throughout his body. Yeah. So he has really big issues with that. But guess what? He's one of my most fun freaking clients to work with. Why? Because he just wants to move. Like, he loves to just be outside, talking to people, walking around, playing with my sons, his nephews, you know, all this stuff. His actually great nephews, but it's just crazy to me because he doesn't have, like, he is, the way they explain it is like his brain operates is like about 10 to 15. So like, he has days where it's like in between there, right? 10 years old to 15 years old. And it's like, but you see that though, because all he cares about is being happy. And what makes him happy is being around the people around him and doing things with the people around him. And as long as he stays healthy, and he knows that now, like, that's what I had to kind of drill into his head a little bit when my grandma wanted me to start working with him because he was gaining so much weight and stuff was getting worse with his heart. And I was like, yo, look, Bill, you love going on walks with me and your mom, right? When we get to go to Starbucks and stuff, we walk all the way down there. You get your little tea and we walk back. He's like, yeah, I do. He was like, you love getting on the ground playing with Arlo and stuff, right? He's like, yeah, I really do. He's like, you know what I really like doing? I really like going to the ball games with Pat and stuff. And I was like, Bill, now, is it hard to do those things right now? He's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, let's change that, dude. Let's just get you moving more. Boom, everything changed. Just wasn't even hesitant, didn't care. He's like, all right, let's do it. So every time we train now, every week, he's just about it and most fun person to do it with. And it's just so funny because it's like his values. He's never had to do this where he's had to be like, oh, I value this, this, and this. It's just there. It's just there. And I just love that. It just kind of made me think of that because you brought that up of like, just be appreciative of the body you're in, because he's somebody who was born with a body that most, if we're born with, probably be like, oh, I hate life, blah, 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 whatever. But he keeps doing his thing, keeps living his life and loving it. So, I don't know. It's an interesting thing.
You know, it's like, I guarantee if you walk down the street next to a handful of people, what their values, morals, and principles are, they'll have no idea.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, I hope everybody listening right now, if you don't know what you value, please pause the fucking podcast. Get off of here. Sit down with yourself and figure it out.
Your values,
it's very, very fucking important.
Yeah, your values.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, I feel like most, you know, it's the general answers. Like, fuck the general answers. Like, yes, we all know we want fucking money. We all know we want to be able to pay our bills. We all know we don't want to be on the street. We all know we want to be able to fucking eat. No shit. That's how
honestly,
we live.
You know how hard it is to be homeless. To be honest, I'm being honest. Like it's yes, most bro. People that are yes. homeless. No. But I don't mean how hard it is when you are homeless. I mean how hard it is to
no, like how
homeless.
Hard it is to become homeless. Yes, yeah. bro. Yes, yeah. I know exactly.
Like a lot
what
of people that are homeless either have a mental challenge or they're addicted to drugs. The majority. Yes. Otherwise, majority. You're going to figure it out. Humans are natural problem solvers. That's how we went from spinning a wheel, staring at fire, to going to space. Like. Mm-hmm. And most of the reasons we're poor in this, not poor, but there's homeless in this country. You know what? I went to Louisiana a couple weeks ago. Not a bad life living in a tent under an underpass. Mm-hmm. Weather's beautiful. No one breaks mm-hmm. your chops. You got a little community.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that? Nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just the ideas of it. And it's like
perceptions of things. Yeah.
Like, do they want to not be homeless or do they just not want to work?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's the thing too, is like when I talk about values, that's why I want to preface it was like, fuck the general answers. Cause it's yeah. like,
cause like, oh, I want like, my yeah. family to be, duh.
Yeah. No shit. Like it's
what
like,
what do
yeah.
you value?
Yes. What do you,
your
yeah, exactly. Like
your principles.
One of the things why we do this and why we will make sure XSF is something that is just what me and Lou do for the rest of our lives is the fact of one of my values is having fucking time for my family that a 9-to-5 does not provide. So how do I do that? I run my own shit. Like, yeah, there might be back end stuff that you don't see that I'm up pretty early or up pretty late doing, but that doesn't change the time I have with my family. So it's like, it's that simple. That's why I get up every day and I keep doing this with Lou, this amazing human right here. And we keep fucking just doing what we do. So yeah. I don't know. It's just, this is a great conversation, man. I love the way this went.
It went so different.
I think we can end it here because we've kind of just went in a little bit, a little 30-minute little rant.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just having morals, values, and principles. We started off with training, but that's really what it is, right?
But that all goes
your
back
morals,
to that,
values,
though.
And principles, and then it's like figure them out that involve training. Like they always yes. say, like you should have a couple hobbies: one to keep you fit, one or healthy, one that keeps money in your pocket, and then one that has solid relationships or something like that.
Yeah,
and that's exactly the truth. Like, I think if more people had personal, not collective, ideologies. In a mm-hmm. tribal sense, but mm-hmm. personal morals, values, and principles, they'd naturally be happier because it would prevent the person from going to that job they can't stand just to collect a check, you know? Mm-hmm. And they'd actually realize, wait, maybe I don't have to make $165,000 a year to be happy. I could be very happy on $65,000 a year. And I could do a lot more stuff I enjoy.
Dude, there's a study out there, and shout out to the dudes from Mind Pump. I think they talked about this.
They always do. Sal brought it up.
He was talking about the fact that like you can make, I think it was $75,000 a year. Like, there's a clear difference in like how happy people are from like $0 to $75,000 a year. But then if you go up from like 75 to 150, it's fucking nothing. Like it's like a 1% increase in happiness. And you go up even higher, it's even less of a percentage. Because it's probably because now you have way more riding on your ass to make that money that you're making. So you kind of lose that middle ground. It's pretty interesting. Like, that's why I say when you go to write these values out, like, yes, we all know you want to keep a roof over your head. We want to, but dive deeper into like, why is that though? Like, you know what I mean? Just figure that out. Cause I think once you do that for yourself, you'll be able to really make things just seem like they're going to come more fluently instead of it feeling so challenging and that you're really itching at yourself to do this thing that you want to do, but then you don't want to do it. I think once you figure out these values and you can lay that out there for yourself and you constantly remind yourself of that, everything else just becomes way more fluid and moves more like an ocean would. Not less than like a raging river.
So. Yeah, exactly. Because you have a navigation. It's your own personal morals, values, principles, like your own personal scorecard.
It's an open ocean.
You don't care what these people are talking about over there because you're focused on your stuff, and it's your North Star. It controls the chaos. Instead of like, wait, this is going to happen in my life, what should I do? If you have morals, principles, and values, anything can happen, and then you take these morals, principles, and values, and you react with the world. You respond to whatever. You don't just react. You respond because you took it within. You went through your morals, values, and principles, and now you're going to respond to what just happened. Reacting would just be something happened. I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm this. I'm that. I'm blah, blah, blah. If you have the morals, principles, and values, the North Star, your direction, your guiding eye, it makes that the way of things, the Tao of things, just flow better. Things are always going to come and go. But y'all chilling. We're chilling.
Boom. Hey, like we always like to say, just know that everybody is capable of being extreme.